Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Mem Tes and Meseches Ksubis. It is the 971st daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue discussing the halachas of Masar Av L'Shluchei Habal, that when a girl is given over by the father, even to the emissaries of her husband, she is considered in the Baal's Rishus, in the husband's Rishus. And in yesterday's daf, we had discussed in what way is she already in the husband's Rishus? Shmuel's opinion, which it seemed that from the end of yesterday's daf was the consensus of the later opinions, was that she was in her husband's Rishus vis-a-vis inheritance, that he now inherits her. And our Gemara is going to begin on the top of Mentes Amnav, qualifying in what way is she considered in her husband's Rishus. Can that process be undone? For example, if she goes back to her father's house. And then we're going to have a new Mishnah in regards to a father's responsibility to support his children. And that is going to take us through Mem Tes Amud Aleph, the responsibility of a father to support his children. When is the father chayiv to support his children? And when is he potter? On Mem Tes Amud Beis, we are going to have the Takanos of Usha. And these are many beautiful and fascinating Takanos that are going to take us well into Daf Nun. And those Takanos started with the first one being to support one's children even beyond the requirement of our Mishnah. And we are going to have five or six takanos, different takanos, that were made in a place called Usha. So that's Be'ezer Hashem, begin, top mem tes amud aleph. Ve'ema. Here ve'ema is a suffix of the Gemara. And let us say maybe. Hecha dehadra lebein nasha. If a girl was given over, masara av l'shluchei habal, she's already in Arusa, the father has now passed her over to the shluchei habal, but she returned lebein nasha to her father's house. Hadra lemilsa kamaisa. Does she go back to the original status? Amarava, ahukvar paska, tana dvei Rabbi Shmuel. The yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel already dealt with this. The tana dvei Rabbi Shmuel, the zivam is pei zayin, v'neidera almona ugrusha kol asha asra al nafsha, yakum alea, the Torah Kedosha says. And a woman who's a widow or a divorcee, she's no longer in her father's Rishus, and here the Parsha in Parshas Matos is discussing that once she makes a net there, so then in such a case it stands, and the father and the husband are not involved in revoking it. Yakum Aleha, it stands. Ma Talmud Lomar asks the Gemara, why do I need that pasuk? Valot halo motzis bichlal av umotzis bichlal abal. She's already gone out of the father's Rishus because she got married. And she's out of the husband's Rishus because she's either divorced or widowed. Ella, so then what's going to be the case? Hareisha Masara Av L'Shluchei Habal. It's talking about a case where the father gave her to the Shluchei Habal. Oh, Shemasar Shluchei Av L'Shluchei Habal. Either the father gave over to the Shluchim or the Shluchim of the father gave to Shluchei Habal. And here's the critical part. V'nis Armelo Baderech. And the husband had died while she was traveling to him. Oh, Niskarsha, or she had gotten divorced. So then, in such a case, Heichani Koreba Beis Avia Shelzo, O Beis Baila Shelzo. She is neither in the father's house or in the husband's house. So then, in such a case, the Torah comes to tell us, since she's already left the father's house, shuv eina yachol lahafer, then the father can no longer revoke his daughter's nedarim. So now, this has answered our above question. The moment she leaves her father's house, she cannot come back. She's considered outside of the father's rishus. Amar of Papa Amadan Nami Tanin, Rav Papa says, we also learned this. Habal Nair Murasa, Ine Chayiv Atchit Tehei, Nair Besula Murasa, Vihi Beveis Aviha. She has to be in her father's house. Bishlem and Nair Velo Bulgaris, Besula Vobula Murasa Velo Nesua. I understand all of those expressions are coming to exclude something. When it says Nair, it's coming to tell you not Bulgaris, Besula, not a Beula, Murasa, not Nesua. So, but why does it say Beveis Aviha? Lemute Mai, what's that coming to exclude? That there isn't a parsha of knas, of the rape of Naira Hamurasa, and onesh, of misa,
of skila by nar hamrasa. Ma'elav miyute basar ha'av l'shluchei abal. It's coming to exclude if the father has already passed over to shluchei abal, she doesn't go back. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak afnan amitanina habal ish ish kivan shenichlus rishus abal l'nesuin. If somebody had relations with a married woman, the moment that she's gone to the rishus of the husband for nesuin, avol bishlo nivala, even though she didn't have relations with her husband, habala reza bechenek, she's already punishable by chenek. It's no longer a naira hamurasa. Nichnas rishus habal ba'alma. So we said that she goes in rishus of the husband in general. In other words, anyway, ba'alma, anyway, including the shluchei abal. Shema minas. So we see from here that she's exited the father's rishus by simply going birshus habal to the shluchim, and then in such a case she does not go back to the father's house. We begin a new mishnah of einachay b'mezaynis bitoy. A father is not responsible to support his daughter. Before we get all up in arms, exactly what does this mean? Could a parent abandon, God forbid, their child? Let's keep in mind the Gemara will qualify and clarify many things in our Mishnah. Although it's true that the notion of support for children in pure halacha, emphasis here, pure halacha, we're going to see that there are other components as well that are at play, but according to pure chiv of the Mishnayis, is not as broad as many people just naturally assume. Why that's so? Maybe we could discuss. This is a drasha Reb Elazar ben Azariah said in front of the Chachamim in Karen B'Yavne, Habonim Yershu V'Habonos Yizonim. This is a very important line, and it's going to set up many dapim Be'ezer Hashem that we are going to learn in the Gemaras. So let us spend time and do it in Rashi well. This is one of the most important lines in Mishnayis and in Rashi for the next 40 dapim in Ksubis. So let's take a look at the drasha Zem Midrash Darsha Blazam and Azariah Biyom Sheminuhu Nasi. That in itself is connected to Pesach, right? The day that they appointed Rabbi Blazam and Azariah Nasi. It's described in Brachos on Chavches Amar Aleph. B'Kerem B'Yavna Al Shem Sheyoshman Shur Shuris K'Kerem. They used to sit in rows. That's why it's called Kerem B'Yavna. Here's the important Rashi. Habonim Yirshu V'Habonos Yizonu. Shtei takanos tiknu bezdin b'tnai ksuba. There were two takanos that Bezdin made as a condition to the ksuba, and they are habanim yirshu v'habanos yizonu. Habanim yirshu ksubas bnin dichrin. That is called the ksuba of the male sons. Disnan b'masnisin l'kamana numbeiz amabeiz. We're going to have the following rule: bnin dichrin. That in the ksuba it says, the husband writes to the woman, your male sons, diyahavyin licha minoi. So Reuven's marrying Leah, and he says, any male sons that you and I have, inan yorsun kesef ksuba seich, they are going to get the kesef of your ksuba, yeser alchol kohan, more than the rest of the dividers, who are the rest of my children. If Reuven's married to Leah, it could very well be that Reuven has other children from Rachel. And when Leah dies, Dine Doraisa says that who inherits Leah? Reuven. In the Ksuba, though, we have that even though Leah is inherited by Reuven, nevertheless, her Ksuba, when Reuven dies, and any Nechasim that he inherited from Leah, go to the children that Reuven and Leah had together. That's what benin dichrin dehami lichon minoy means. Inon yarsin kesef. They're going to inherit the kesef ksuba seich. Yeser alchokan, more than the rest of their brothers. De'machon, v'hainu abonim yarsu ksubas benin dichrin. So their children get the benin dichrin. Rashi says, I still haven't told us enough about benin dichrin, where later on we're going to explain more. V'abonos yizonu, Binon Nokfin, female children, Dahavi Lechaminoi, the other part of the Ksuba is that Reuven writes to Leah, any female children that we have, Inon Yavin Yasvi Bebesi, they will be in my house, Umisazim in Chose Atiz Bagrun. They will be supported until they become older children, above the age of 12 and a half,
Or until they are taken by men in marriage. So this is the drasha of Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. Lefnei hachachon keren b'yavne. Habonim yirshu v'habonis yizonim. Ma habonim einin yorshin elo la'achar misas av. Just like the kids get their mother's ksuba after the father dies. Af habonos ein yizonos elo la'achar misas av. And so too, there isn't a chiyuv for the father to support the child until after the father dies. Analyzes the Gemara. B'mizonos bito hu deina chayiv. He's not chayiv to give his daughter mizonos. Habibzonos b'no chayiv. The Mishnah's lashon was eina chayiv mizonos bito. What about his mizonos b'no? You're going to say he is chayiv. Bita nami chayiv hu deleka. Hamitzvahika. The same halacha would apply between for both boys and girls, and that is, it's a mitzvah for a father to support his children, even if it's not, even in instances where it's not a chiyuv. Mani masnisen, who is our Mishnah going in accordance? Analyze the Gemara. Loi Rebbe Meir v'loi loi Rebbe Yehuda v'loi Rebbe Yochanan ben Breika. According to neither of the opinions of the most important brisa that we have in regards to a parent's responsibility to support their children. This Sanya we learned in a brisa, mitzvah lozen es habonos. It's a mitzvah for a father to support his daughters. Kavachomer lebonim daske b'teira. Certainly the sons, because they're osek b'tora. This is reminiscent of the Gemara in Horias, that even though mitzvahs ben adam lechavero apply to everybody, and even though bonim tiu l'ashem l'kecha, everybody is a child to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nevertheless, because of the importance of Torah, there are times that people who are involved in Torah have kedima. They get precedence. So here Rabbi Meir says, the boys get precedence because they learn Torah. Rabbi Yehuda amar mitzvah lozen es habonim, v'chal kavachom l'bonos mishum zilusa. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, says, it's a mitzvah to support the boys, but it's a kal v'chomer to support the girls, because if you don't, they're going to become downtrodden. Why? Many mefarshim explain, because they don't have the wherewithal, the guile, the guts, the strength, be able to collect and beg for money. So therefore, the daughters come first. Nafkamina then between Rabbi Yehuda and Meir. So who gets supported first? The daughters or the son? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the daughters, according to Rabbi Meir, the son. Rabbi Yechaman Breikheimer, Chayve lozun es habonos acha mises habien. The responsibility is only after the father has died. The chayvein elu ve'elu einin ezonin. But when the father is alive, there isn't any responsibility to support them at all. Mani masnisen. So our Mishnah said, Ha'av einu chayiv b'mezoinis b'itoi. Who is our Mishnah going according to? E Rabbi Meir ha'amar bon mitzvah. Rabbi Meir says the sons are a mitzvah. And in our Mishnah is mashma that there isn't a chiyuv on the girls, but there is a chiyuv on the sons. That's not consistent with Rabbi Meir, who says it's a mitzvah, not a chiyuv. E Rabbi Yehuda amar bonim nami mitzvah. If you're going to say Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that banim are also a mitzvah. And in our Mishnah is mashma that banim is a chov and girls is a mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan Broka feel mitzvah nami lekan. According to Rabbi Yochanan Broka, girls and boys, there isn't a mitzvah when he's alive. Answers the Gemara, Yibayisim, Rabbi Mary, Yibayisim, Rabbi Yehuda, Yibayisim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. I could explain our Mishnah according to all three opinions in the Brice. Four lines from the bottom, Tessa Medalfi, Baisem Remeir Vachi Kamer. This is how to read our Mishnah. Ha'av einu chayiv b'mezoin is bitoi. A father is not chayiv in supporting his daughter, v'adin l'bnoi, as well as his son. Ha'mitzvah b'bitoi ika, but there is a mitzvah with his daughter, kal v'chomer l'banim, and certainly with a son. So that's consistent with the position of Rabbi Meir, who says there's a mitzvah by the son and the daughter. V'haydiktani bitoi, and the fact that the Mishnah emphasizes the daughter, ha'kamashman, da'filu bitoi chayvu d'leka mitzvah ika, that even by the daughter, who's not involved in learning Torah, there isn't a chiyuv, but there is a mitzvah. V'bayisem, and I could also reconcile our mission with the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. V'bayisem, Rabbi Yehuda, I could say that's following Rabbi Yehuda, v'hachi kamar, and this is what the Mishnah means, to say, ha'av, ein achayiv b'mezoinis bitoi, a father is not chayiv in supporting his daughter, v'kol shekein lebenoi, and certainly his son. Ha'bemitzvah bebenoi, but he has a mitzvah with his son, Ika the kalachom lebanos, and certainly his daughters, because his daughters do not have the wherewithal to begin to peddle and to collect. V'haydiktani bito, then why does the Mishnah emphasize specifically the daughter? How come Ashlan dafilu bita chova leka? And the Mishnah is emphasizing that there isn't a chiyuv to support his daughter, despite the fact she doesn't have the wherewithal to collect. V'ibayseimer Reb Yochanan ben Broka. You could even say our Mishnah could go with the opinion of Reb Yochanan ben Broka, who says that there isn't a chiyuv to support her when he is alive. And our Mishnah says, there isn't a chiyuv to support his daughter and his son when he's alive. And there isn't a mitzvah at all. Since there is a chiyuv for the father's estate to respond to support his daughters after he dies, so our Mishnah also says that he's not chayiv. The Mishnah is coming to tell us that he's not chayiv when he's alive. Period. Now we begin discussing the takanos of Usha. After we've set out that there isn't a chiyuv for a father to support his children when he's alive, and according to many opinions amongst the Tanaim, there's a mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Lo, Amar Reish Lakshmi Shum, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina, B'Usha Iskinu. Now Usha is described in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Aleph as being one of the places that the Sanhedrin went into Galus. The Gemara tells us that there were 40 years that the Sanhedrin was not in the Lishkas Hagazis, at the southern wall that we have when you go to visit the Kotel and you go on the Davidson tours. They take you to the southern wall, and the southern wall over there was where Sanhedrin sat in all of its glory. Unfortunately, they went into Golos as described in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph, and they went to a few places. One of those places was Usha, which was where Rebbe Gamliel lived, and the Sanhedrin was there. When Rebbe Gamliel moved to Yavne, so the Sanhedrin moved there, and when Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe Gamliel, moved back to Usha, so then the Sanhedrin Hagadol moved back there as well. So says the Gemara, Be'usha iskinu shei adam zanes b'noisev es b'noisein kishen k'tanim. In Usha, they made a takana, not only, as our Mishnah said, a mitzvah to support one's daughters, but rather a takana that there's a chiyuv to support one's children when they are small. Rashi says, Ad sheyaviu se'aros, until the point that they reach puberty. Ibailu, the Gemara asks, Hilchas ha-kaveseo, ein halacha kaveseo. Do we paskin like this shita that was a takanin Usha Toshmak? Ki avasal kamed Rabbi Yehuda ameluhu. Rabbi Yehuda said, Yeroid yolda va'abne misa shadya. There are people who give birth to children, and they throw the responsibility onto the people of the city to support them. So he decried that phenomenon, but notice, he didn't command them to support the children. He decried it, he complained it about it, but he didn't force. Kavos Chimedur Chizda Amaluhu Kafule. Rav Chizda, though, said, Kafule Asisa Bitzibura. Turn over a grinder in public and put this person on top of it who doesn't support his children, velema, and say, Urva boy bine. Even a raven supports his child. Valhu gavra lo boy bine. But this guy doesn't support his children. Asks the Gemara of Urva boy bine, does a raven support its children? Vaksiv, livne oirev ashe yikra uhu, ashe yikra u, that the children of the orev that call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he supports. Says the Gemara lo kasha, which sounds like that the parent doesn't. Says Gemara lo kasha habich yurei habeuchme. It depends on whether the raven is white or the raven is black. Rashi says that the parents have mercy on it when it gets older, when it's black, but not when it's young and when it's white. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on it. Kaveh also kamei derava amalei nichalecha dimisazne banecha bitzdaka.
You ask the father, are you happy that your children are supported from tzedakah? It's a terrible thing. But in all of those cases, they did not force the father. They turned something over and they placed the father on top of it. They turned over this big grinder and they made a public spectacle out of him, placing him on top of it. Or they gave the father mussar, but it wasn't a chiyuv. Says the Gemara, v'lo amaron, the only time we say there's not a chiyuv el delo amid, if the parents are not rich. Aval amid, kafina le'al karcha, but if they're wealthy, then we force them. He had the Rava kafya l'rev nasan barami, he forced a nasan barami, v'afik minei dalid me'azuzi l'tzedakah. And he took 400 zuz from him for tzedakah. Gemara's raya as follows, that just like the halachi is that you could force a rich person to give tzedakah, certainly you could force someone to support their children. There is a famous tesis over here, the third tesis from the top of the Amid, Akfei Rava, that we have a rule that in Chulin Kuf Yud Amid Beis, that we're not kofa davar sheish matan tzchara bitzida. So tesis here, as well as tesis in Bava Basra, asks, how could we force when it comes to tzedakah? Taisus gives some famous and important terutzim, ayin sham. The Gemara now continues with another takana of Usha. Amar bala, amar eish lakish, b'usha iskinu. In Usha they made a takana, kaisim kal nechasa levanov, hu v'ishtoi nizaynim mehem. If a man writes that he's giving all of his property to his children, even if he writes he's giving them their property now, nevertheless there's a takana of the chacham, the kids can't hold on to the money and they need to support their father and his wife. Emphasis on the wife, because even if it's not their mother, they have to support her. We have even a greater thing. Not only is when he's alive his wife supported from his estate, whether he wrote it off already to his children or not. But even if he's dead, his widow is supported from his nechasim. So to which the Gemara asks, "Hu v'ishto mi boy?" So do I need to tell me that he and his wife are supported when they're alive? How do I know that there's a chiyuv for him, for his estate, to support his widow? The shalach Ravin be grise, because Ravin sent in a letter, Misha Meis, v'niach almona, if a person dies and he leaves a widow, ubas, almanasa nizaynis minichasav, we've had this Gemara earlier, the almana is fed from his nechasim, and he says, habas, and even if the daughter gets married, almanasa nizaynis minichasav, then only the almana is supported by the estate, because now the daughter is supported by her husband. Mesa, habas, now if the daughter died, now we need to qualify the following tension that exists once the daughter dies. When the daughter had gotten married, the support of the almana becomes very problematic. Let's take a look at Rashi's, a few of them, that explain to us the exact dynamic of the takana of Ravin that he gave in his letter. Let's take a look at Rashi di Ramaskal Gedolah Mizu Amru. Bigdolah Mizu Amru Kigon Almana Ubas V'Niseis Habas. In a case of where there's a widow, a daughter, and then the daughter got married, She'af Alpi Shuhumes. Even if the husband is now entitled to the estate, in other words, the halacha is that since the daughter gets the Yerusha, so then in such a case it goes to her husband. So now we've got the following problem. Once she's gotten married, then the nechasim of the father are meshubad, they're on lien to the husband, lilokeach dirabanan, because that was a din dirabanan, that the husband is considered like a lokeach. Kigon bal b'nichse yishto. V'kaim aloin. And here we have the problem for now the widow. Ein motzin l'mazon isha m'nichasim mishubadim. There was a takana that was made in the first Mishnah in Perek HaNezakin that a woman is not supported from finances that were already on lien. Afilu hachi, nevertheless, heicha deleka lemeichel shel tikkun olam.
But over here, in this case, there's no reason for that takana to apply. That takana was done as a tikkun ha'olam, kigon ki hai lokeach. It's done to protect the lokeach, that every time a man dies, so then his wife is going to end up taking the lands that were procured for a lokeach, that were put on lien for the lokeach. Shlohotzi emos. So then, Shavu Rabbanon Kiyoresh. So the Rabbanon turned the husband of the daughter as a Yoresh. Va'amri, and they said, Tizan Almana Minichse Baila, that the Almana could get supported from the Nechasim of her husband. Kihadishalach Ravin continues Rashi Bigrise Nise Sabas. Avagav Dom Rabbanon Baal Benichse Yishtalekeachave, even though in general, the Takonamid Rabbanon includes the idea that the husband is like a lokeach. V'kayim malon, and we also said, Eimotzin l'mazon isham nechasim mishabadim. And therefore, the widow, the mother-in-law, should not be able to take out money. Hacha shavu rabbanon ki yorish mipshum seda dalmana. And Rashi says he got all this from Perek Yesh Nochlin. So all of that is included in Ravin's letter. So let's read it again. Misha meis shalach Ravin bigrise. Misha meis v'niach almano bas. Someone dies. So Reuven's married to Leah, and he dies, and he leaves over not only Leah but also their daughter Dina. Almanaso Leah nizonis minichasav. She's entitled to get a Yerusha from it. Nisei Sabas, if Dina gets married, Almanasun Zinis Minichasav. So then, Leah is supported from the Nechasim, despite the fact that one would have thought that the husband, Dina's husband, has a Din Lokeach, and therefore, based on the Takana, the Mishnah and Gittin, she cannot collect from that. Because she does not collect from Mishubadim, because then no one's going to want to do any business with any man, because then their widow is then the man's widow is going to come and start collecting from any liens that they have. But here we make an exception; she's allowed to. Meis Abbas. Now the letter continues to teach us more halachas. If the daughter now dies, so now what happens in regards to the almana? So really now the husband, Dina's husband, once Dina has died, so then in such a case he should be Yoresh anything, everything. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Achoso Sherabi Yosef Chanina al Yodi Zal Yamaisa. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of the sister of Rabbi Yosef Chanina, the nephew of Rabbi Yosef Chanina, said such a maisa came to me. Va'amru, and the chachamim paskin, almanasa nizayis minichasav, that the almana would still be able to get supported. Now the Gemara finishes with this whole story about the different times almana defies the basic takanos and still gets supported. And the Gemara now finishes Rabbi Zeira's question. Takanas Usha was that Hakaisiv called the Chasel of one of Huve Ishtaini Zaini Mayhem, that he and his wife are supported. Huve Ishtaini Bai? We see even if the husband's gone, even if his daughter's gone, the Almana alone is supported. So certainly when he's alive, says the Gemara, Mao the same Mahasam who deleka the Tarach. There's no one to fight for her because her husband is dead. Avalach Nitrich Ladide Ulidida. But here there's a man alive who could support them. Kamash Malan. So the chidush over here is that he could still take from the Nechasim, even though he's written them to his children. The Takana of Usha says, you gotta support the parents in such a case. Bezer Hashem, tomorrow's daf, we're going to begin where the Gemara asks, do we paskin la halacha like takana number 2 of Usha? So let's review our daf, reviewing backwards. We learn takana number 2 of Usha is that even if you write all your estate to your children, they still have to support you and your wife. Takana number 1 of Usha is that even though there isn't a chiyuv, according to our Mishnah, for a man to support his daughter or his son, that is a discussion in the Gemara in regards to supporting one's daughter or one's, whether it's only daughter or one's son, but clearly everybody agrees that's not a chiyuv. In Usha, they were misakin, according to Rashi, that they, the man support his children up until they become mature. until they bring Shtei Sa'aros. We also learned three different opinions, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yochanan, and Broka, of exactly who, how, and why is there a chiyuv to support one's children. According to the opinion of Rebbe Meir, there is a mitzvah to support one's daughters and certainly one's sons, while Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is of the opinion that there isn't a chiyuv or mitzvah to support one's children. There is only a chiyuv after the parents pass away. And finally, the middle opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that there is a mitzvah to support the children, even though there isn't a chiyuv, as we had mentioned before. Finally, we had discussed that once the father passes over his daughter to the Shluchei HaBaal, she is entirely in the Rishus of the husband for those halachos that we saw yesterday, that she's in his Rishus, and that is irrevocable. Now, let's say in regards to Shmuel's position, that she's passed over to the husband's Rishus vis-a-vis Yerusha, the fact that she goes back to her father's Rishus is not going to change that phenomenon. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Tes in Maseches Ksubis.